Adam and Eve. Here we have the two first human beings. Who are they? In Genesis 2, we read that God creates Adam from the dust of the ground and puts him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to care for it. He is taken care of by God, and he can eat from any tree in the garden. All but the trees in the center of the garden, there would be deathly consequences if you ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for if you eat of it, you will surely die. Adam is made in the image of God and is given responsibility over creation. His first task is to name all the animals and plants. But God found no good companion for him among the animals, not even with dogs and cats. So, God creates Eve as a companion and helper for Adam. Adam is put into a deep sleep, where God takes a rib out of him. And out of that rib comes a woman, Eve. Together, they live in the garden, where at the end of Genesis chapter 2, the Bible says, Adam and his wife, were both naked, and they felt no shame. Adam and Eve, created to care for creation, made in the image of God to worship and be in communion with God. And what a precious relationship it is. It's a clear picture of paradise, all kinds of good things to eat, and they walk and talk with God in the garden. They did not fear, they did not feel ashamed. But the serpent. The serpent interrupts this relationship, this connection of human and creator, and seeks to distance humans and God. This serpent, who was more crafty than any of the wild animals, says to Eve, "Surely you will not die if you eat the fruit in the middle of the garden, for you will become like God, knowing both good and evil." Eve looked at the fruit and saw that it looked good, desirable, pleasing, and maybe good for knowledge. So Eve eats, and Adam, who is with her, eats too. And then the world gets a bit dark, a bit dizzy, a little fuzzy. The fall. And Adam and Eve's eyes are opened, and in just one blink of an eye, they realize their shame. They are aware of good and evil because their eyes are opened to their own shame, and they race to cover themselves. So they find some fig leaves and some kind of sewing material to create clothes. And later, in the cool of the day, they hear God walking in the garden. Fear wells up inside and they hide. They hide from a once beautiful relationship. They hide from God. This is a bad day getting worse. Fear and shame explode in their minds, and their clothes are not enough covering anymore. God can't find out what we did. They run from the Creator. And as God walks in the garden, Adam and Eve pull branches and twigs closer, plunging their faces into the greenery, closing their eyes, hoping that they will not be noticed. But But God calls out to them, "Where are you?" As soon as the voice of God sounds, Adam and Eve perceive that the leaves by which they thought themselves well protected are of no avail. Adam and Eve, who once walked with the Lord, tremble as they experience new terrible emotions that they want to disappear. They are distant from God, Adam and Eve, in fear and in shame, hiding. We here today know those emotions. Are we hiding? Putting barriers up out of fear and shame? Where are you? We humans hide all the time and need to seriously consider where we are. So where are you? It is too true that the human race has put its face into the bushes and is hiding from their Creator, ashamed of what we have done or what we think about or what we long for. Are we people who slide into taking pleasure and profit from sin and then are fine with living in the shame of it? Unconcerned for the consequences? Are we rejecting the Creator? Where are you? For we hide in our fear, and we hide in our shame, even as Christians we do this, and we do this in this fallen world. Again and again our hearts are hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Romans 7 talks about this. For sin, seizing the opportunity afforded by the commandment, deceived me, Paul writes, and through the commandment put me to death. Where are you? Yes, it is true that Adam and Eve did not immediately die when they ate the fruit, but their fate became condemned to death. And so when we are deceived by sin, we die inside. We run away from our Creator, putting on a good face for those around us, but dying inside. Putting relational distance between us and the Creator. A relationship that maybe we used to have or we're told that we should have. Where are you? Have you stopped communicating? Adam and Eve sat quietly hoping to be missed. And if you think about it, communication is the first thing that goes when you hide. You avoid talking to those that may expose you, even if they approach in a loving way. You don't want to be seen as a failure. Have you stopped communicating with God? Has prayer stopped? Honest prayer about all the dirt and bad things in your life? Where are you? Do you avoid those who may see right through you, family, friends, and the Lord? So much so that you've stopped going to church. Or maybe you are thinking up the next story that makes you seem just fine, giving people the razzle-dazzle when really you are severely broken, hiding from others and hiding from yourself. Where are you? Under the basement stairs of Gordy's house is a dark spot. The boards creak as he steps down each stair. He doesn't like going down there, but he must. The smell gets stronger the closer he gets, but he already knew it was there. It basically has stunk up the whole house now. he shivers. It's cold and wet. I could just leave it there, Gordy thinks. It's what I did last time. But 10 empty Febreze bottles at the top of the stairs stare back at him, reminding him of his cover-up attempt. One more step and he arrives. He has a lamp in his hand this time. Cord plugged in and click, the bulb illuminates. Exposed to the light, Gordy surveys the damage. Caught up with guilt that he has lived so close to this dangerous mess for so long. It's gross. But he wants his life back. So he calls the mold removers. The hidden things of our lives. The pain of infertility, miscarriage, chronically ill children, or other mental and physical health issues. Hiding ineffective parenting or a struggling marriage, forfeiting tools of biblical wisdom and practical help, along with support and prayer. Hiding sins committed in our past or those that we struggle with now, such as overspending, overeating, starving ourselves, pornography, or substance abuse. We all bury our disgrace under flimsy leaves, forfeiting the reminder that the gospel has set us free from the yoke of slavery to these habits and behaviors. And God, by his voice, strikes at our inward self, "Where are you?" And after God had shaken Adam and Eve out of their inaction, their alarmed consciences compelled them to hear his voice. "Where are you?" God calls out to Adam and Eve. This is not done in ignorance. That he didn't know the place where Adam and Eve were, or of what they had done, or the circumstances in which they were, or the answers that they would make. But rather, it shows all the reverse. That God knew where they were, what they had done, and in what condition they were. So it is in vain that Adam and Eve try to hide themselves. God knows the disobedience of Adam and Eve. He understands the separation that had just occurred. And he still goes to his children with an invitation to come into relationship again. "Where are you?" And Adam and Eve step out of hiding. And Adam answers God's call. "I heard you in the garden, but I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." This is the truth of what Adam experienced. But God wants reconciliation. So he asks, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I told you not to?" God wants the truth out on the table in the light, because he cares for his creation. But God is also a just God. And as Adam blames Eve and Eve blames the serpent, all are told the consequences of their actions. Sin has entered the world. And as Adam and Eve leave the garden, God already has a plan to bring his people back to him. It is the story of the whole Bible, a love story, the story of God setting aside a people, Israel, and through that people he sent his son, Jesus. So when the people of Israel hide, God calls out to them. He doesn't give up on his creation. It is a great love story, the greatest love story, that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. God loved Adam and Eve, and in their hiding, God compelled them to share their fears and share their shame with him, to put it into the light and trust in God's working. Like Adam, we, the sinful people that we are, have reason to be afraid of approaching God if we are not covered and clothed with the righteousness of Christ. For Jesus Christ, God's Son, came, lived a perfect life, and died on the cross to take the sins of Adam and Eve on himself, the sins of you and of me, in order to be in relationship with us. And Jesus loves all his children. We learn this in Luke 15 with the telling of the parable of the lost sheep. If a shepherd has 100 sheep, but one wanders off and gets lost, maybe they're even hiding from the shepherd, Jesus says, would not that shepherd go and find the one sheep, put them on their shoulders, and celebrate that the lost sheep was found? Absolutely. The shepherd does this. Jesus does this. Jesus is asking, where are you? And with that question comes an invitation to be in relationship with the Holy Spirit working in you, to trust him with the hidden parts of your life. The gospel invites us to be honest with others and ourselves. This does not mean that we walk around telling every person we meet all of our problems. But it does mean that we find a few close friends and those that are spiritually mature believers in Christ who will lovingly help us see God's perspective on these things. When we isolate ourselves from others, we become more vulnerable to Satan's lies, keeping us in bondage to the very thing that we long to be free of. So are you hiding because of shame? Are you hiding from other Christians in fear? Are you hiding from God? I want to encourage those who are sitting at home, watching this online because you are avoiding other Christians for any reason at all. I want you to know that you are loved and cared for by God, and he wants to be in relationship with you. Where are you is an invitation to say, I was afraid. I hid. Please help me. Forgive me. And in Christ's death on the cross, we are invited in. As Jesus takes our sin and took the punishment that we deserve unto himself, freeing us to be in relationship with the Father, that we may be forgiven, strengthened for God's service. We read about Jesus' work of justification in the Belgic Confession, Article 22. It can be summarized in this way: by grace alone, in faith alone, through Christ alone, we are brought into relationship with the Father. It is God's love and grace reaching out. Where are you? It is our faith responding, I was ashamed and I hid. And it is through Christ that this all is possible. Without the cross, there is no reconciliation for the sin of Adam and Eve. We praise God that he is working in us to bring us back into relationship. The invitation is there. Where are you? Are you hiding from the Lord? Why? Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, our eternal Father, we thank you for asking us today where we are. Help us to bring into the open the hidden things of our lives and find people around us that are mature with your Spirit. Help bring our cleansing, to bring your cleansing touch. We need you to work in us, and may we be given courage to come out of hiding and say, I was afraid and ashamed, so I hid. Forgive me, change me, and give me your hope. We ask this of you because you love us and have made us for relationship with you. Amen.